The essence of man and woman. Have you ever thought about the strange balance between the number of men and women in the world? 50-50ths, as if someone mysteriously directed it, and it's been like that for ages. Two in inverse and appropriate energy and form who want to unite, are attracted and need each other to create life on Earth. The sexual tension appears between us spontaneously, and our desire to get closer has always been and always will be between us. But with the will and the attraction, a whole love story of connection and then abandonment begins between us, followed by longing, which happens inside us at the level of consciousness and is reflected within all the relationships that are currently happening on the planet. The man and the woman are wired differently from each other, and in order to sustain the story so that it leads us to love, we must first understand the cognitive and mental structure of each of us and understand that each of us has a different role in this age-old love story. In this article, we are going to look together at the man and the woman consciousness form that are reflected in human life as we know, and therefore we should not be mistaken that this is a sexual act on its animal level, but a much higher understanding of the game of the universe that is certainly also reflected in the animal instinct, which later revealed to us the fact that it is only a very small part of the whole story. Let's dive a little deeper to understand the characters in the story. The essence of the man. The man is the straight line and the desire to influence light into the world. Its essence is transcendence and nourishment in direct light so that she can produce life and restore the spectrum of colors and emotions. The male in the world feels homeless and is in a deep search of a place which he can bring into it the knowledge and the light he has achieved. He wanders the world as lost and misses the home inside her. He is looking to be contained by her. The man is likened to the element of air and fire, and his pull is upwards. His thinking is linear and he is goal-oriented in his being and actions. Its quality is leadership, and he achieves light by overcoming its inherent urge to be engulfed inside of her. The male element in nature is the sun that nourishes and warms the earth with infinite light. Let's explain a little more. The man's form of consciousness is like a tube that at one end is connected to the infinite universe and attracts knowledge and light from it, and at the other end is connected to a world that wants and longs to receive the light from him. The greatest challenge for the male in the world is to remain connected and faithful to the source, while the other end of him is within the world that wants to draw from him all the light that he has obtained in his transcendence. The male world is the big female and her desire to receive the light and his gifts into her, and she is reflected within every woman on the planet who wants to be filled. The man knows the will of the woman in the depths of his being from the first moment of his consciousness, but is challenged by his ability to transcend his nature that urges him to be emptied of the light in order to serve the woman. The same force also acts in the male sexual instinct that aims to find the woman who wants to absorb the knowledge within her so that he can free himself from the baggage he carries inside him and pass it on to her. The linear form of the male. He has a mission in the world and he moves in reality with a purpose as part of his being and his patterns of behavior, and in the human reflection, the man strives for achievement and wants to succeed and fulfill himself in the world. To do this, he must always remember the source from which he comes and the place where he goes, to her, into her, to the depth of her being. Because for him there has always been and always will be only one, there is only one woman in the world who is reflected within all the women in the world, and only with her he longs to make love. But in order to sustain the love story of the man and the woman, he must overcome his desire to empty himself and deal with the feeling of rejection he experiences from her. The man will come to her and want to enter, while in the depths of his being he knows that a whole woman will not allow him to enter before proving to her his masculinity, his ability to stay in front of her and serve her even when she does not allow him to enter. The man's work is to transcend his animal nature and connect with the source to bring the light into the woman and thus prove his love to her. And we are not talking here about a sexual act, but about a love story that begins to exist from the moment of his encounter with her and will continue to happen even if he does not enter into her eventually. He will want to be in her and bring to her the light of knowledge and awareness and allow her to turn it into life itself. He will want to see that the quality he brought into it becomes life itself and that it creates the entire spectrum of colors that exist in the world. The essence of the woman. The woman is the shape of the circle and the desire to receive light into it and turn it into the entire spectrum of colors and emotions. She reflects the will and the place where life happens, and within her is a magnetic force that attracts the male light into her. She is in charge of the gate through which he can enter, and she will decide who, if and when will enter her to bring to you the memory she misses. The woman carries the longing for the light in the world, and her heart is broken by his departure from her. The woman is the world, the earth and the seasons, sometimes illuminated and sometimes dark, but always cyclical and full of water and emotion. Her thinking and body shape are circular and related to the cycles of nature and the earth. She is the emotion and the spectrum of colors, and her logic is related to her ability to feel the world and her body. The woman is likened to the element of earth and water, is the form of things while being attracted to the masculine quality of the man. Her quality is compassion, patience, and inclusion that allow her to create a place for the world to form within her. She bears the responsibility of deciding what to put in and what to leave out of her, and she knows that whatever she puts into her will change her essence and will be the material from which life will or will not be created. She knows that she will change every time she lets him in her. When she stands in front of him, she appears as a magnet for light towards him and creates in the male tube the movement of light from infinity into the depths of her being. Like the gravity of the earth that pulls the water to its center, so is the opposite of the source of influence, which is the desire to receive light. A woman has a special quality to absorb the raw light from him and turn it into life and the whole spectrum of colors of the world. Like the earth does in the sunlight. She absorbs the straight light and connects it with the earth element, and in the encounter with the water, she produces life on earth and all the colors exist in nature. A woman's form of consciousness is a circle. She is the only shape and place where light can dress. The cyclicality of the world that feels the light that enters her. She is a longing and a place for light to be. The feminine element in nature on earth that receives the sunlight into it and turns it into life. The dance. Because he is the form and she is the quality within, so they need each other to create the world. And so the dance begins. He comes to her and she begins to feel his presence. She wants him connected to the source, strong and with explosive power, so that he reaches the greatest depth within her and discovers the empty place in her depth to which she has no access. The dance begins and she leaves him outside, because it is her only way to test his strength and continue dancing with him to the next level. They continue dancing and she exerts a force of resistance to feel his presence and to examine what feelings he awakens inside her and how deeply he can enter. The dance is designed for her to be able to test his level of masculinity and how he can overcome his nature and stay with her over time. How powerful will he be able to love her when his nature is revealed? He remains outside with a growing urge to get closer and enter her, which forces him to stay connected to his male essence so as not to be rejected by her. This is his first test of loyalty to the source he is connected to, and he must remain independent and strong in front of her throughout the dance. This is a challenging moment in which he must remember his essence in the face of the pull she exerts on him to enter her, while she, for her part, wants all of him and has no responsibility for his connection to the source or his fear of being swallowed up inside her. He will dance with her, and by staying in front of the screen she has set up, he will be able to increase his burst power and ability to enter and stay connected as soon as she allows him in. But for a man, this is a moment in which he experiences great rejection and longing, and he is in a state of great uncertainty with a reasonable possibility that he will be left outside without a home. This game between the opposites is happening between men and women all the time, and the real beauty in it is revealed when we manage to overcome our natural need to collide with each other and just dance the dance of the universe. We stand facing each other like two magnets that have tension and an uncontrollable desire to collide with each other, while looking straight at each other and staying in communication without colliding. If we were to simplify the desires of the man and the woman, then it would be like this. He wants to enter and influence with his light within her, and she wants to be filled with his presence. The quality, man, and the form, woman, is creating all the world we know, whether at the level of matter or in our mental structure as beings living on earth. The spoilage, how did we get lost? So what happened to us along the way, and how did we get to such a painful place where there are so many lost men in the world and so many wounded and empty women? Our story of spoilage begins and continues with men being sucked into the woman and forgetting where they came from and then being ejected out with a painful rejection experience. The woman pushed him outside and was left empty with his memory and longing inside her. At this point he will try to enter again, but this time she no longer trusts him to bring into her the light he promised, and he feels rejected and interprets this as her lack of love for him and begins to doubt that she is indeed a worthy place to bring the light that he has worked hard to achieve. Next time he tries to enter with more force and she activates more rejection and increases the entrance exams. And at this moment that she rejects him, her heart breaks and she begins to feel guilty for rejecting the light from within her. And this guilt is felt by every woman on the planet, even if she is not yet aware of it. Then it will escalate to a point which the rejected and lost male decided to enter her by force and manipulation, even without connecting to the source, and this entry into her created holes in her energetic and consciousnesses, of course, through which unworthy qualities and his fear of rejection and loneliness entered and wounded her. In other cases, she felt lonely and allowed a detached male to enter her and leave his mark on her, because there is no way to enter her without leaving something of him inside. And every time she entered him in an uncontrolled way, so more and more negative impressions of the entrance remained in her until she became increasingly filled with anger and guilt with a growing sense of emptiness. This story of distancing has many other aspects that we cannot delve into here, but we will be able to see its reflection in the world we know. With each passing day, there are more and more men left alone, lost in the world, and more women are wounded and full of guilt and anger. And there is no one here to blame for this story, because it all started from a mistake of rejection while being tasked with playing this universe game, and only we have the ability to write another sequel to it. And as developed and intelligent as we are, it's not really going to change the real story between male and female, because it has created and is still creating the game that we must play to exist. The correction. Since we are dealing here with desires and a level of consciousness, we must first understand that the change we can make is in adjusting our desires through actions that seem to be against our nature. The woman wants the light he brings within her, and her real longing is for a real light that contains the code of life. Her downfall happened when she fell in love with the giver and not the gift, so she must remember anew that her complete loyalty and love is for the quality he brings to her and not the man who provides her the service. She must re-remember the quality that has gone away from her and renew her longing for that quality, and find the male who can bring her that quality and only that. At the same time, she will have to cancel the agreements she made with the service provider and encourage him to rise above his nature and renew his relationship with the source. In the world of man, she will have to create the shape of the circle that will be a place for the creation of the world by reconnecting with her female friends and holding hands with them, remembering the love of women who all reflect the feminine quality. The man is the linear male quality that has forgotten its original purpose of being a mediating conduit between the worlds and bringing the right light into her in the appropriate way so that she can receive it to create the world. He was swallowed up in her and forgot his true purpose, and now his main work is to remember that he is a quality and a presence and knows he can be fully accepted within her only when he begins to overcome his animal nature in front of her and remember the source he serves. The male's overcoming is the first part, and after that he will have to refine his entry into her while listening and paying attention to her, feeling him inside her, until the circle is completed where he will be completely contained by her and receive back from her his heart liveness and the world colors that he missed so much. At this point the truth will be revealed between the male and the female, which is beautiful and full of grace and tells us the story of creation that happens all the time in our world and is just waiting for us to agree to recognize our true nature and join it. The thing is that the original story between this two is beautiful and full of gracefulness that tells us the creation story that constantly happens in our world and only waits for us to revile our nature and join it. Too simple. True, but there really is no other story that happens in the universe in which we live, and the entanglement between men and women begins where we do not understand or are willing to be part of this story. Our whole world is built in lines and circles that form the material world in which we live. The material is made up of circles, and the light reveals their shape and reflects back to it the beauty and the spectrum of colors. The female is the form and the male is the quality that dresses within her, and together they create the whole world we know. Isn't it beautiful? Author, Ilan Aviv.